Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. There's another new budget agreement being announced by congressional leaders this week. It would keep the government funded through 2024. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson made the joint announcement of that nearly $1.7 trillion deal on Sunday. Meanwhile, Congress is teed up for intense debate around the competing priorities of continuing support for Ukraine in its war with Russia, ongoing support for Israel, and funding for border security. The White House says Congress can solve the problem with new compromise immigration laws. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says,
"We're trying to administer an open fire hydrant. I don't need more buckets. I need the flow to be turned off."
The Louisiana congressman spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. A major winter storm's been dumping heavy snow on parts of the Northeast. FlightAware reporting over 4,900 flights delayed Sunday, with over 800 canceled. But with snow melt and more storms combining soon, the National Weather Service is posting flood alerts and high wind warnings early this week from New Hampshire to Virginia. Ahead of this, there are winter storm alerts posted from Wisconsin to Colorado as heavy snow hits the Midwest. The U.S. Supreme Court will take up the Colorado Trump ballot case in February.
The state court in Colorado ruled 4-3 that Trump engaged in insurrection on January 6th, disqualifying him from serving again under the 14th Amendment. However, whether the riot was an insurrection remains to be seen. Plus, Trump has never been convicted. This move also puts a pause on efforts by other states to take Trump's name off the ballot.
USA's Laura Winters. Launching early today is the very first commercial mission to the moon. The uncrewed Peregrine lunar lander to lift off atop the United Launch Alliance's new Vulcan Center rocket at Cape Canaveral. This is USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The NTSB is providing details about a mid-air emergency Friday night they say could have been a lot worse than it was. It happened just after an Alaska Airlines flight had taken off from Portland, Oregon, bound for California, leaving a gaping hole in the plane. It happened at about 16,000 feet. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says if it had happened much higher, the outcome could have been much worse for the 171 people on board.
Everybody's up and walking. Folks don't have seatbelts on. They're going to restrooms. The flight attendants are providing service to passengers. We could have ended up with something so much more tragic, and we're really fortunate that that did not occur here.
Fortunately, the plane was able to make an emergency landing and no one was seriously hurt. Federal officials have ordered the immediate grounding of some Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes for safety inspections. Wonka edged the suspense film Night Swim this week weekend to claim the top spot at the box office for the second straight week. And the third time in its 4 weeks of release, Wonka took in an estimated $14.4 million, while Night Swim opened with $12 million. Another Golden Globes Awards ceremony in the books, and it included several first-time winners, like for Best Male and Female Performance in a Limited TV Series. Upstart actors Steven Yeun and Ali Wong won for their roles in Beef. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound?
Well, good afternoon and welcome. I'm Bill Martinez, and we are live. My good friend Adam Andrzejewski is going to be joining us in just a moment. The founder of OpenTheBooks.com and author of Operation Drain the Swamp says last year, this year, 2023, quite the year of waste and fraud brought to you by our overpriced government. In the last 12 months, we saw the reveal of third-party royalties going to the National Institutes of Health, the militarization of our federal government, the San Francisco infamous poop map update, Ivy League payments and endowments, and the return of this little piggy, Porky's update. Earmarks are back in Congress. Adam Andrzejewski joins us now. Adam, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good to be here, Bill. Thanks for having me back. I bet you most people that are listening to the program here today, they don't understand or they don't realize that every single one of those issues that you just outlined came from our auditors, and we broke it on your radio program and across the country on every single one of those issues. Our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com, they made a big impact this year.
I'll tell you, it's been such a privilege to partner with you and Open the Books on holding our government accountable. And again, we're grateful for the auditors, the teamwork of everybody at Open the Books to, you know, hold the government accountable, because this has been your mission from day one back to the Senator Coburn days.
Well, you know, God rest his soul. Senator Coburn was the legendary U.S. Senator from Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was Coburn and I locked arm in arm fighting these battles in the same trench together up until his passing. He was our first and only honorary chairman of OpenTheBooks.com. We miss him every day.
Well, I bet. But what a legacy and what an inspiration, what he ignited all these years ago, you know, common sense accountability for, you know, our government institutions that have done everything they could to avoid accountability. That is the status quo of the Beltway. But we must continue to do so, because that is our responsibility as, you know, as commanded in our Constitution under those three very powerful words, we the people, right, Adam?
Yeah, and Coburn, look, he operated by a simple rule. It only takes one candle to light a dark room.
Yes.
So Coburn is a small state U.S. senator, you know, being in those rooms at the seat of power in Congress, on Capitol Hill. He took that charge very seriously. And here's a great story. In the 2012 debt ceiling limit debate, when the government was going to be shut down and they had to pass a funding resolution, and this historically has been the only spot where Republicans get any gains on spending, Coburn was able to get an amendment attached to that bill when Barack Obama was the president. And the amendment simply charged the Government Accountability Office with an annual duplication study and report to Congress on the duplicative federal services within the agencies.
Wow.
And then it was up to Congress to cut the duplication. And every single year they've submitted that report, Congress has taken action, and this year we got the update and it has saved $700 billion by carving out the waste and the duplicative federal services. And that is an ongoing legacy of Dr. Tom Coburn.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, and people, you know, that you cannot appreciate how the Beltway works, because it is such a meat grinder. The paradigm and the model of the Beltway is so pervasive that it forces good people to compromise on some of their principles. Tom Coburn was not one to compromise, which is a credit to him and also those that kept reelecting him into office, because the normal mindset of those that go to the Beltway, I mean, they're told right off the bat, your number one job isn't about your constituencies. It's about getting reelected. Well, if that's the only thing you have to worry about is getting reelected, well, then, you know, it makes it easier to kind of kick the can, you know, down the road and not deal with these problems that you should be dealing with, you know, by mandate in the Constitution, right?
Yeah, and Coburn, you know, on two of these issues, he wrote books. So not only was he a great U.S. senator, but he left a legacy in the written word. So, you know, he outlined exactly how you run for Congress as an outsider, but the system very quickly turns you into an insider.
Exactly.
And the second book he wrote was on the national debt, that the national debt is our greatest security threat. And, you know, his book was called The Debt Bomb. And look, you know, back when Reagan was the president in 1980, the national debt was less than $1 trillion. Yeah. And since then, it has escalated just over the course of the past, you know, 43 years. It's escalated north. It's pushing $34 trillion from $1 trillion to $34 trillion in the last 40-some years. I mean, this is a clear and present danger to the ongoing concern of the United States. And Coburn had it right a decade ago.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, you just think of what the last three presidents have done, you know, to our debt. And I know there's lots of, you know, you can debate certain things and point counterpoint about how we got there. The reality is we're here. We're $34 trillion. Our interest rate on our debt alone is approximating what we invest in our military. And our military next year is jumping up and down saying, we need more money. We got supersonic missiles that are being developed in the East, in Russia and China, and we've got to be able to combat that. And meanwhile, we've got Kim Jong-un, is at his antics again, sending missiles in air. And it was reported here this week that he's got a missile now that can hit any place in the United States.
Yeah, this is the clear and present danger, and it's the interest on the national debt, quite obviously now crowding out core government services like national defense.
Exactly. Well, what are we going to do, Adam? We get to this point, and I know I'm getting a little ahead of ourselves, but just for a moment here, you know, we consider the state of the union financially. What happens when we get to that point where we have no choice? Where these decisions? Go ahead.
Yep, we want to do everything we can to avoid that point, and it starts with carving out and changing the culture in Washington, D.C., carving out the waste, fraud, corruption, and taxpayer abuse. Mm-hmm. And so, look, you know, that's why we point out halo government grants or large-scale government grants. You know, the $33 billion that went to the elite and wealthy institutions of the Ivy League plus Stanford and Northwestern just in the past 5 years, exactly. Where they're now more federal contractor than they are educator. They get more on federal grants and contracts than what they collect on undergraduate student tuition. And then they get other perks, like the $12 billion worth of gain on their endowments and investments that they didn't have to pay capital gains tax on. They've got a minuscule 1.4% tax to pay on those gains, where other Americans pay up to 23.4% on those capital gains tax rates.
You know, Adam, it wouldn't be so bad if what came out of these institutions was something that we could brag about. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, Americans are looking at what these wealthy elite institutions have done to incubate discrimination, bigotry, and anti-Semitism on their campus. Mm-hmm. They're wondering, How much taxpayer money did those institutions receive? You know, what do their endowments look like? Bill, incredibly, the Harvard Endowment, it's the largest in the world. It's the largest in American higher education, of course, $50 billion.
Wow.
If Harvard were a wealthy individual in America, it would be the 16th richest individual in the country. It'd be ranked number 16. So what? Harvard doesn't need taxpayer money. They need to lighten the load on the American taxpayer. They need to start paying their own way.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Well, and the thing is the marketplace is already starting to make some adjustments, Adam. You got, you know, CEOs of major companies saying, we're not going to hire these people coming from these Ivy League colleges. You know, someone said poison Ivy League colleges because they see this as an an impediment upon their own corporate culture and what they'll have to deal with down the road if they bring, as some have called them, these neo-Marxists into their organization.
Yeah, well, Congress, you know, they need to simply do their job.
Yeah.
They need to start going line by line through the Ivy's checkbook, and I'm going to tell you some of the things that they'll find in terms of federal funding. So Cornell University accepted a $1 million grant on a study where it hurts the most to be stung by a bee. You've got Columbia University. They took $6 million to create fake voicemails from 40 years in the future, which was the year 2065, after the world's been decimated by climate change. You could have created this own Future Coast game. You can Google Future Coast. You can play this game. You'll play it for about 15 seconds. It's so boring. You could have made it with your own iPhone with a voice memo app that comes installed on your phone. You don't need millions of dollars to create things like this. That's what Congress would find if they would simply do their job.
Exactly. Wow. You know, I guess these institutions must be pretty smart if they can get that kind of money out of our dumb representatives, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's, you know, this year we found $2 million grants to preserve artifacts from the minorities in northern Iraq. Like $4 million went to one of these wealthy schools, went to Cornell, actually, in partnership with the National Institutes of Health to hire more minoritized, their word, employees in the sciences. We could have saved $4 million if Cornell would not discriminate on their hiring practices and if they would hire based on merit.
What a novel idea, right? Yeah, this is absolutely insane. We're talking with Adam Andrzejewski, founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. You know, Adam, sometimes you hear these stories, and sometimes people think, oh, Adam and Bill, they're just kidding. I mean, this is like almost fodder for Babylon Bee. No, this is real. This is your money. This is why you're getting pulverized with taxes and why it's so frustrating for the everyday American who is trying, you know, living the paycheck to paycheck. You got over 50% of the country living that way. And when they hear of expenditures like this, they want to throw a brick at their television or whatever, you know, because it's so frustrating that here they are, you know, scrimping, saving, finding all kinds of ways to make their paycheck endure for the entire month, and then you have these knuckleheads spending our money, and then as if that's not bad enough, and the next time you hear from them, they say, hey, we need to tax you more.
Exactly, and specific to these wealthy elite schools, I want to make sure everybody listening to the program, watching the program, completely understands how much money these people have. Mm-hmm. So these 10 schools, the 8 Ivies plus Stanford and Northwestern, over the course of the past 5 years, their endowments, this was raised from private donors, their endowments increased by $65 billion.
Wow.
$65 billion. And to your point, Bill, you know, we're all out here, regular Americans. The genius of America is with the regular people.
Right.
We're working hard. We're working to save our money, put our kids through school. These schools are increasing tuition. I mean, everybody's winning in higher education except our students.
Exactly. Yeah. No, this is beyond frustrating, Adam. And this is where the American people are finally going to say enough's enough. And as I said, you got corporate America now is kicking back and going, look, if that's the doctrine you're going to try to bring into my culture, don't bother. Don't even bother to send in your resume. Right.
And here's an example that I want to discuss with you. And it's outside, you know, it's Texas Christian University. And they're a very good school historically.
Right.
Texas Christian University. And they're trying to erase Christmas through their DEI, Diversity, Equity, Inclusion program on campus. Mm-hmm. When my daughter applied to that school a year and a half ago, she had to answer a 300-word diversity, equity, inclusion statement.
Oh,
and
God.
As a part of the answer to that, they provided a DEI toolbox, a toolkit to read. Step 3 on how to take action once you come to TCU and you're accepted is to take, quote unquote, a Christmas party and make it a holiday party within your part of the university. Texas Christian University is trying to erase Christmas. They're trying to bring students to campus that agree with this philosophy. It's absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm. Well, this whole DEI issue, it's interesting here. Recently, in the last half of this year, Adam, you're seeing that corporate America is waking up. It's a little bit easier for them to kind of change directions and, get away from some of this DEI because, as I always tell the kids, you know, experience defines preference. And when corporate America has a bottom line to produce and a fiduciary responsibility to their stockholders, and they see that the stock, you know, their stocks are going down and their value as perceived by the stockholders is diminishing, they go, whoa, wait a minute, we better, you know, this is not helping us. You know, because here's where this company was before DEI. Here's where we are afterwards. And they're at least investing some critical thought into the impact of DEI and moving away from it. Because the fact of the matter is, DEI is a big lie. You know, this whole idea of diversity, equity, and inclusion is actually, it's DEE at best. It's not inclusion, it's exclusion. Because you are selecting and excluding those that somehow, you know, the mob has deemed irrelevant or injurious.
Yeah, and we picked up a big victory at OpenTheBooks.com in March of this year. So the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, they have K-12 public schools underneath the DODEA, which is Department of Defense Education Activity. This is a federal school system serving up to 80,000 children of our servicemen and women. When they go overseas or even in some of these domestic schools, that's where the children get educated. And for the first time ever, they had established a DEI office. So we investigated it. And in March, through Elise Stefanik, through congressional committees, through partnership with news stories on our investigation with Fox News, we actually played a big role in getting that first ever office canceled. And so that was a big victory for our team at OpenTheBooks.com.
Well, you see, in some instances, you can move a little bit faster, and that was a great success to be able to cancel it. The challenge is going to be in these, these institutions of higher learning because they're so well entrenched. You've got hundreds of people in human resources where before you barely had one, right? And they're so well entrenched that they're not going to go away easy. And, in some cases, they're protected because of union jobs and other, other connections. So it's going to be a little bit more difficult for some of these institutions to kind of clean up the mess that they've created here because, at the end of the day, you would think there would be some sobriety that would reign here, Adam, and people would be able to say, is this in the best interest of our students and the culture at large?
I'm glad you brought that up, Bill, because we're going to do an oversight report, hopefully in the first quarter of 2024, on the Pentagon's K-12 public schools. Right. What they did is they took this powerful office of DEI, they canceled it. The office was in charge of curriculum, professional development of its educators, and the hiring of its educators. Very powerful office.
This is insane, and this is our government that is in operation right now that has us on the border of a third world war and all kinds of pernicious activity, whether from Russia, we just mentioned North Korea, China, of course, is always. And of course, let's not forget what all the fire that's going and taking place in the Middle East.
Well, when you follow the money, you learn a lot of different things. And so every year the White House has to disclose their payroll. And do you know who made the most money this year on the White House payroll? Well, it was their monkeypox czar who used to own a satanic gym in New York City.
The monkeypox czar?
Yes.
Making more than the president even?
No, he doesn't make more than the president, but he makes the most out of the White House staff payroll. So he was the number one most highly compensated White House staffer last year.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Oil and gas companies are constantly adapting to a rapidly changing landscape. IBM's Institute for Business Value surveyed 2,000 executives in 25 countries for the Digital Energy Company of the Future study. What they learned is that price volatility, aging infrastructure, and more are in a balancing act with increased customer expectations and disrupted ecosystems. Phil Spring, IBM Consulting Energy and Resources Leader.
For these companies, this is about transitioning to a future of low-carbon energy and products, but it is also about value and profit as well as purpose. So of the companies that we surveyed, what we refer to as visionary vanguards, they are taking transformative action. They're using digital technologies and data, and they're integrating sustainability into their investment cases to help transform to the digital energy company of the future.
If oil and gas companies stay focused on implementing database decision-making, embedding AI and automation in the business, and aligning sustainability goals with digital transformation, they will be on their way to becoming the digital energy companies of the future. To learn more, visit IBM.com/IBV.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he does not believe his former boss, President Donald Trump, is an insurrectionist, despite what happened on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol.
This was a riot that should never have happened. The former president's words that day were reckless.
Speaking on CNN State of the Union Sunday, Pence added he does not believe Trump violated the 14th Amendment and that he should remain on primary ballots. Some Americans in a recent poll indicated they believe the FBI might have been behind the events of January 6th, but Pence quickly refuted that when asked. Investigators of last Friday's Alaska Airlines mishap out west say the cockpit voice recorder from the Portland to California flight will be useless to them. NTSB officials say that is because those recorders often overwrite all saved data every 2 hours. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
In March of last year, also in March, great job was the third party royalties going to the National Institutes of Health. Tell our audience about that. This was quite revealing. I remember this.
So we've been in a knockdown, drag out dogfight, our federal lawsuit, over the course of the past 3 years to open the books on the line by line payments of third party royalties over at the National Institutes of Health. So what is a third-party royalty? Well, a taxpayer-paid government scientist in a taxpayer-paid government lab invents something, and then to monetize it and distribute it, they license it properly to the private sector, think pharmaceutical company, for that purpose. Then the pharmaceutical company pays royalties back to the agency, and then there's a split with the scientist. You know, during the pandemic, many of us, Bill, we all thought and got the feeling that big government was very close to big pharma. So at OpenBooks.com, we identified this database to show just how close they are. And so, you know, over the course of the last 3 years, here's what we've learned, that virtually every single healthcare research institution entity of any significance is in the royalties database. There's now 2,400 scientists at NIH and in other federal agencies receiving third-party royalties, and they've received hundreds of thousands of royalties over the course of the past decade. In this database from 2009 through 2020, we now know that there was $325 million worth of third-party royalties that were paid out. So think about this. While NIH every single year doles out $30 billion worth of grants to over 50,000 receiving entities, now coming back to the other door are hundreds of billions of dollars worth of third-party royalties enriching the agency and its scientists. So we wanted to be able to follow that money, and it's led to all kinds of litigation and fighting, and we're getting close to being able to see most of it, finally.
Well, I bet they don't want you to see it, Adam. That's why they've been, trying to hide the pee here for you. But this is incredible. So 50% of the royalty goes to the agency, and the other 50 is distributed amongst the scientists who were the ones that discovered, said formulas, right?
Well, there is a formula split on the payments, that's for sure.
Right.
So, when we first started this, they ignored our Freedom of Information Act request, so we immediately sued them with our legal partner, Judicial Watch. Mm-hmm. And then over the course of the next 10 months, they doled out 3,000 pages worth of line-by-line royalties. But they heavily redacted them. So we could see the top line. We could quantify with our forensic data scientists $325 million in royalties. But we couldn't see we could see the scientists' individual names on the payments, but they blacked out the amount to the scientist, and they blacked out the payer. Think pharmaceutical company. They blacked out who was paying the royalty, and they blacked out what they invented, the license number, patent number. So the database was virtually worthless. In right. August of this year, we got them to unredact the name of the payer and the license number. So now we're just down the amount of to the individual scientist, and we're going to be in front of a federal judge in the first quarter making our legal arguments and battling NIH to be able to follow the money.
What does that do in terms of, setting up the rest of, government and the employees to think that it's okay to scam the taxpayer, to be able to take advantage of this? So whether we're talking insider trading, paid for play, to me, this deposits a bug in the system, to where it doesn't promote good governments and good governance or morality, I would think, Adam. This seems like a conflict of interest. And I'm sorry, because in everyday America, the way businesses work in America today is that if you're an employee of a company, and while you're working for that company and utilizing the company's instruments, this has already been decided in the Supreme Court, that whatever you generate, that becomes owned by the company that gives you a paycheck. You don't have any personal interest or claim on that.
Well, it used to be that government progressives were the leaders on this issue of transparency. You had the legendary progressive Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis famously say that transparency is the best of disinfectants.
Yes.
And we agree with that. We want to be able to follow the money at NIH, and they're basically acting like they have a lot to hide. They're telling you and I, sit down, shut up, we'll run things.
Yes.
And we're not going to stand for it. And so we filed that litigation, and slowly we're opening everything up. Here's what we've already found. We found that the NIH's top vaccine maker in 2018 started to receive royalties from Moderna. So he's on Moderna's payroll when he goes over to Operation Warp Speed. And obviously that committee greenlits Moderna early on as a COVID vaccine.
Exactly.
His payments weren't disclosed on that committee. That's a straight up conflict of interest. That's the type of stuff we're talking about.
Yeah. And here we are. And there's so much still to be debated and understood about what happened with Operation Warp Speed. And of course, the other ensuing issues in terms of injury to people, and this whole situation, Adam. And when you have this much conflict of interest, how are you going to ever get down to the bottom of the matter and really understand were the vaccines, was it positive? Were they good? Were they bad? Somewhere in between. It just seems like we have more questions than answers when it comes to the vaccines.
Yeah, it was so rushed. We're not going to know for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, the long-term effects of all this new technology on the very complicated human body and human immune system. So, look, it's going to be a rough period. But look, we, you know, at OpenTheBooks.com, we keep digging and clawing and digging and clawing. So I'm telling you where this is going to go, Bill.
Okay.
We just, you know, because we've had this litigation going on third-party royalties that end in 2020. It's been going on that long. Now we need the next 3 years. So we filed that Freedom of Information Act request. NIH, again, they ignored it. They ignored that one. So with Judicial Watch breaking here right on your program today, last week, and it's not been reported yet, we had to sue NIH again for their third-party royalties. And this is what I mean. Congress needs to get engaged. We're going to be filing a complaint with the Inspector General of Health and Human Services. Like, why will not, I mean, NIH will not release on a Freedom of Information Act request without a lawsuit this very important information. And
yeah.
They need, you know, the IG, the Inspector General at HHS, they have guns and badges. They've got subpoena authority. They need to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, without a doubt. I do want to address, and there's so many other highlights throughout the year, and one that stuck out in particular for me was the militarization of our federal government.
Right. Yeah, I mean, HHS, Health and Human Services of all agencies, they've got 500 special agents, and they're armed to the teeth.
Yes.
Actually trained by the same contractors that train our U.S. military special forces operators. So, look, there are now more federal officers in the rank-and-file federal agencies outside of the Department of Defense. There's 200,000 of them with arrest and firearm authority. Bill, that number exceeds the number of United States Marines at 180,000.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So since 2006, there's been 103 federal agencies outside of the DOD that have purchased $3.7 billion in guns, ammunition, and military-style equipment. And here's a point that everyone needs to understand. 76 of those agencies have been traditional paper-pushing regulatory agencies. They're not your traditional law enforcement agencies underneath the Department of Justice or the Department of Homeland Security. These are your alphabet soup of agencies like Social Security Administration, who has officers that are armed. You've got, like I said, Health and Human Services, like the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. They've got 200 special agents. And you've got, of course, the Internal Revenue Service.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
So this is not just San Francisco. The 35,000 is around the country. Probably most of the highlights would be in the state of California, if I could imagine.
So our data and map is specific to San Francisco. So that's 35,000 cases this year.
In San Francisco.
This year on the city streets, reported to their city 311 call line. So it's their data, not ours. Bill, you can doubt us, but if the city of San Francisco tells you something, it's the truth.
Well, yeah, wow. And the thing is that it's so amazing. You know, this is why the people of San Francisco didn't want President Xi to leave, because Xi cleaned up the streets. But the amazing thing, Adam, was that by the following week after Xi left, the poop is back.
Jeez. You know, it's disgusting. If you're the only ones working hard as a public employee for the city in San Francisco is a member of the Poop Patrol. Those guys make up to $185,000 a year. It's not enough.
$185,000? I thought it was $60,000. $185,000 for picking up poop?
Yes. And it's a job I wouldn't want even at that rate.
Wow. I mean, now you're getting up there. You're getting paid as much as Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, as Speaker of the House, I think Pelosi is getting $225,000. But yeah, you're right. But you do have to, you know, pick up the human waste on city streets. Look, this is medieval stuff. This is a human health catastrophe. San Francisco quite simply needs to get their act together.
Right. Well, yeah, this is amazing. And, that this is taking place, especially in a beautiful city, like San Francisco. I mean, is that we have this progressive thought and this activity that is just ruining our country. And it seems to be consistent, in blue states, whether we're talking California, I mean, go on down the line, Baltimore, you know, New York. It's just a mess all over the place here. And you think that, at some point they're going to get tired of losing people, because people are moving out. They finally have had it with it. And they're moving into red states and hoping that whatever it is, that red states don't all of a sudden turn blue and they bring, some of the problem that they ran away from, you know, follows them to their new state.
Well, and here's a gross statistic that'll freak everybody out. So since 2011, we found 270,000 cases of human poop on city streets reported to the city. 270,000 times somebody made a dial. That's absolutely disgusting. Think about your own city. If it happened once in my city here in Hinsdale, Illinois,
yes,
people would freak out. It's happened 270,000 times in San Francisco, and it's getting worse. It's not getting better.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the sad component, because the fact of the matter is that the citizens are involved, the people, you know, that would normally go down and, you know, walk the sidewalks in areas of San Francisco, avoid it. I know that in Los Angeles, it had gotten so bad. You know, I said, wait a minute, you got human feces, you've got rats. That's a prescription for a plague.
And yeah, it really is. It's medieval stuff. I mean,
it is. Yeah.
It's the resurgence of everything in a society that we haven't seen in 100, 150 years, 200 years in this country.
Unbelievable. Adam, let's talk about earmarks coming back in Congress, right? It's just that's the drug of choice for Congress. They just cannot help themselves.
Yeah, and Republicans, unfortunately, have gone hog wild for earmarks. So in the spending bills debated this fall, the top 63 earmarkers in the House were Republicans.
Wow.
In the Senate, 8 out of your top 10 earmarkers are Republicans. You got the number one state in the country as a receiver of the congressional earmarks is the state of Maine, one of the smallest states. And that's because one of the top earmarkers in the Senate is Susan Collins, the Republican. You know, and she gives like $3.5 million to the Irish Heritage Museum in Portland, Maine.
Wow.
You know, she gives millions of dollars for a new police station in Caribou, Maine. I looked it up. It's got 15 sworn police officers, but guess what? It's the hometown where she grew up.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, here it is. You know, whether it's a Republican or Democrat or independent, it's all about buying votes, isn't it?
Well, it is.
At our expense.
Yeah.
You know,
we're picking up the tab. And so here's some examples, you know, on a bipartisan basis. So you got Congress literally going nuts. You got your Democratic U.S. senators from Hawaii earmarking $1 million for the Macadamia Nut Initiative. You got the Democratic congressman from Ohio, $1 million on a grant into the Rock and Roll Museum in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
You've got $2 million going to the National Great Blacks in Wax Museum. He earmarked that in Fume 6 months after the museum ensconced him with a wax figurine.
Well, of course, yeah, exactly, yeah.
You got $5 million going into the Universal Hip Hop Museum in New York City. You got $30 million. The retiring U.S. Senator Patrick Leahy last December earmarked $30 million into the Vermont Honors College. They turned around and renamed the Honors College after Patrick Leahy. He did it again with the Burlington International Airport. He earmarked $34 million into that airport. As soon as he retired, they turned around last spring, and they renamed the airport after Patrick Leahy.
This is the thing that to me is so disgusting, is they use our money as, you know, to pay for these things, and then they put their name on the building.
I know.
It's like, wait a minute. Okay. All right. So this is the guy who stole the money from the American people. And in case you forget, his name's on the building.
And every dime was borrowed against the national debt. We're going to be paying it off for a couple of generations. And it goes on a bipartisan basis. You had the retiring last December. You had the retiring U.S. Senator from Alabama, Richard Shelby.
Right.
So Shelby earmarks $50 million into the University of Alabama. University of Alabama hosts his Senate archive. But Shelby doesn't earmark it for a building or a project. They stuff it in their endowment.
Oh.
So we borrow $50 million against the national debt to give it to the University of Alabama, who stuffs the cash into their endowment. Wait, a school where they pay their football coach $11 million a year.
Right. And so then it becomes tax-free, right?
Yeah, it grows tax-free. Taxpayers never get a clawback on that.
You know, we're getting work three ways to Sunday in all this. It's no wonder, Adam. I mean, do you guys... Oh, I mean, if I was around, as you guys are going through all this, I mean, you know, even when you come on the show, it's like my skin is crawling just from, you know, hearing these stories about this kind of fraud and abuse.
Yeah, it's rife at every level, right into your local units of government where you live. And I've come to the conclusion that we have reverse subsidiarity in this country. It used to be that the units of government closest to the people practiced good government, and it got worse by the time you got to your state capital and finally the federal government. Now, I think it's, you know, we've been talking about waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse at the federal level, but I think it's that bad because your local units are your most corrupt and nobody there is paying any attention.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Are you doing any drilling on local level, or just everything is still focused at a federal level?
No, we do in five key markets every single Friday. We do an audit of local units of government in Austin, Texas, Las Vegas, Nevada, Nashville, Tennessee, Portland, Maine, of all places, Baltimore, Maryland, places like that. So here's what we just found in Baltimore, Maryland. Again, it was an 8-month battle to get them to disclose the line-by-line vendor payments in the city checkbook. We opened that up, and what we found is out of their top 100 nonprofits receiving city money, 32 of them weren't even in compliance, properly registered with the Maryland Secretary of State underneath the Charitable Solicitation Act.
Wow. And how much money are we talking there?
$65 million flowed to those 32 entities. They were some of the largest entities that had received American Rescue Plan Act funds, the nonprofits that run the museums, the nonprofits that run their public markets, like some of the most prominent nonprofits in town weren't even properly registered with the state.
Unbelievable. Who else you got?
Well, like in Austin, Texas, they had to, the governor had to call in the state police this year to patrol the streets of Austin because we found they have understaffed rank and file police officers to the tune of 300. So their budget documents call for 1,809 sworn officers, but they have active officers only around 1,500. And so Governor Greg Abbott had to pull officers off the border and send them to the capital city in the progressive hub of Austin, Texas.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. In the progressive
hub. You just learned, and it's breaking news today, that Harris County, that's the county of Austin, they are redirecting American Rescue Act plan funds, the COVID aid funds, to do a permanent income for low-income residents with those funds. That's got nothing to do with COVID. We're almost 4 years out from the start of that virus.
How can we, the people, come alongside and partner with Open the Books?
Well, just come to openthebooks.com. When you hit our website, sign up for our breaking news list, then go over. All gifts to our organization are tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. We're a public charity, and we exist to educate the American people. So if you have a little bit of extra money this year for a charitable cause, we would love to partner with you.
Well, Adam, again, I cannot thank you and the team enough for the great job you did on behalf of We the People in 2023, and look forward to the updates for the upcoming year. Again, thank you very much. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Phil.
You got it. Adam Andrzejewski.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you afraid?